Today we mark the anniversary of the death of one of music's best.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Prince died on this day in 2016.
People are going to have different viewpoints on me depending upon which side of the fence they're sitting on.
It all started for Prince in 1982 when he was catapulted onto the worldwide stage with the breakthrough album 1999.
It's just not about a party. That's going to be anyway, if it's good music.
The world was in countdown mode to the end of the millennium. Right from the start, he was a guy that respected the music.
Listen to real music, real songwriting, real musicianship. Respect somebody who takes their craft seriously.
In 1984, Prince was back with another massive album, Purple Rain.
I don't really care what people say about me because it usually is a reflection of who they are.
With a bunch of cash in the bank, he set about building his own studio, the $10 million Paisley Park.
You have to challenge him. I think that's lacking in music today.
And from that point, Prince kept on reinventing himself.
I don't know how any of us grow if we just, you know, tread water.
Reinventing his music.
They've allowed me to grow.
Even creating his own genre.
A lot of credit to be able to hang with me this long because I've gone through a lot of changes.
Prince was a modest and humble guy. But there's no doubting he'll go down as one of music's legends.
I never talk down to my audience. And when you don't talk down to your audience, then they can grow with you.
He was a true innovator. And now, we raise a full-fisted rock salute to Prince. Rest in peace, mate.